have variable sizes and by a 128 by 128 region.
I mean, I don't know about that specific example, one way or the other. It's definitely something we'd like to be able to support. It's not something that's a small project. It turns out that 256 by 256 is kind of baked into an awful lot of Second Life, it would be. It's a considerable amount of work to work at it. We've done some exploration of it. One of the things that is interesting about the our ongoing project to move Second Life from a data center that we own and run to the cloud is that our ability to adjust the size and power of the hardware we're running any given thing on will be enormously increased, right? Right now we have a few different types of systems, and we can choose, this product or this service runs on this kind of a box, and we only have, four or five choices of what that box can be and how many things can be on it. Once we've moved to a fully cloud-centric deployment model, we will have a hugely larger range of choices available. So we'll be able to get both smaller systems than we have now, and much, much bigger ones. And we'll be able to sort of tune things up and down to get the behavior we want out of each one. So it's not out of the question in the future to that we might offer smaller regions or even larger ones, but it's not on the short-term road. It's not one of the 15 things we're trying to deliver this year.
Right. Another couple of questions.